Gold Dust by Geraldine McCochrane. Read by Laurel Lefko. Chapter 1. The Hole.
What's he doing? Said Inez.
Search me.
I mean, it shouldn't be allowed.
Maybe he wants to plant something. A bush or something. Mom would like that.
Dad wouldn't. You can't put a bush just anywhere. People would drive into it.
Her brother Mauro shrugged. So little happened on Main Street, Sarah Vazia, that a car driving into a bush might lend welcome excitement. But was that really why old Enoch Furtado was digging a hole in front of the town store?
Honorio, Enoch's brother, came along, and he too sank a pick into the dusty, packed earth.
The dust blew down the street in little swirling eddies, disturbing a cat from the boardwalk outside the bank. Inez and Mauro watched the men unseen from the hammocks where they slept away the heat of midday.
Maybe their dog buried something, whispered Mauro.
Maybe they want to bury something.
Their father, who ran the store, came out to stand on the boardwalk and smoke his single cigar of the day. A month ago, his wife had allowed him two, one at siesta time and one after dinner. But business was bad, and time so hard that his ration had been cut back. The moment was a precious one in Mr. D'Souza's day. Anxiety about the business had given way lately to a feeling of helpless despair. The unwanted goods on his shelves looked at him reproachfully, like unmarried daughters. D'Souza himself felt unwanted, left behind in this ghost town of a place, among the empty houses, with a wife and three children to support on the proceeds from a store.